All right, you guys. Today we're going to talk about some of the people that the Golden State Warriors can actually pick up to put on their bench this year. That's what we're going to be talking about today. And, hey, I know this can work. Listen, this is your boy Ryan Elder, and I'm here again with my second podcast. And I think that you guys will really enjoy this. I enjoy talking sports, but I got some great ideas. Now, work with me here. I think we got some great ideas we can talk about today. So, as you know, the Warriors have, you know, some hurt players this year. The goal is just to get to the playoffs, and then, you know, hopefully we can get, you know, our boy Klay Thompson back. We know that KD is out for the whole year, and that's just understandably so, but I feel like we can still make a good run next year. Now, these are some of my ideas of who I got. Now, bear with me here. I got about six people I want to talk about, so let's do this. Number one, I got Seth Curry. Now, that's Steph Curry's brother. He's a great defender. He's, you know, a great point guard. He could actually be a two-guard to replace Sean Livingston. He's going to be out. You know, a good backup point guard for Curry. So that would be great. That would actually get Curry off the ball a little bit so he can run through those screens and shoot threes. So I think that would be a great addition to the Warriors. These are just, you know, possibilities. Not saying these things are going to happen, but I would just suggest, hey, Warriors, go for these type of guys right here. Number two, I got Pat McCall. Now, Pat McCall used to play for the Warriors, and he was a great young addition. I mean, young legs are the best legs. I mean, he's fast. He can run the floor. You know, he can defend. So those are the type of people you need on the Warriors. You need people who can score, take some of the scoring load off of Steph and Draymond next year, because basically that's who all the scoring is going to be coming through, is Steph, Draymond, and, you know, that's it. That's who they got on their core. So they got core guys, but we also need guys that score. Another guy, actually I got seven guys, I said was Jimmy Butler. Now, Jimmy Butler is a great scorer. As you all know, from the Philadelphia 76ers, he'd be a great pickup for our team. A guy who can slash, he can defend, he's fast, and he's very creative with the ball. That type of person right there, that's the type of person we could definitely use on our team. Believe it or not, at number four, I got Lonzo Ball. Now, Lonzo Ball just got traded to the Pelicans. Now, check this out, guys. Now, work with me on this one. I think Lonzo Ball, because he knows how to run the floor really fast, would help with the pace with the Warriors. If we wanted to play some fast basketball, that'd be the perfect guy to have. That'd be the perfect guy to have on our team. Absolutely. So I would definitely roll with him. Just make a, you know, trade some of the people that we got now off of our bench. And I can think we got some great assets, young players, that we could just trade for Lonzo Ball, a couple of our young players. Also, let's bring back JaVale McGee. I mean, he was on the Warriors, and we need another center. I think we can trade Boogie Cousins for him. He's more athletic. He's longer. He's faster. I think we could actually use him, and he would be a better asset for our team. So I'm looking at people like that at our team. And then last but not least, well, I got two more. Let's go with PJ Tucker. Now, you guys remember P.J. Tucker? He played for the Houston Rockets. He's a very great defender, on-the-ball defender. Warriors need some defense now. Those type of person, you know, when you get deep in the playoffs, you need somebody who can stop somebody. P.J. Tucker's a great person with that. He can stop the ball. He's good at slashing. He's actually good at threes as well. So I would definitely take a look at him. And last but not least, hey, let's go for the goal. Let's go for Kawhi Leonard. Now, as you know, Kawhi Leonard is one of the best players in the league right now. I mean, honestly, if KD wasn't hurt, he'd probably be the number one player right now, the way he plays. I know a lot of people like LeBron James, but Kawhi does it on both ends of the floor, defensively and offensively. And he's young league. He's only 27, I believe. going on 28 next year. I mean, he would be an awesome asset for the Warriors. And I know, you know, they just beat us in the championship. But hey, he's looking for a new team. So hey, come on to the Warriors. I welcome him with open arms. No shame there. Because listen, you'll definitely be back in contention next year. Rumors are that, you know, the Clippers are going to go hard for him. But look, I say just come on up north to the Bay. Because we got a more, you know, established team. Our guys are coming back. I just heard word today through Facebook, actually, that Michael Thompson, who is a former Laker, also Klay Thompson's dad, said that he overheard a conversation of Klay and Durant talking about, hey, we got unfinished business. So I'm hoping that that is true, what I'm hearing. And I would love to re-sign KD, have him back. We know we can't get him for another year, but the dynasty is not over. That's my whole point of this whole podcast session today, is that it is not over for the Warriors. So I'm definitely a diehard fan. I'm not a fair weather by any means. I love that team. I love that Sean Livingston played for the team. He's from Peoria, Illinois, where I'm from. Hearing that he's going to retire and be done, I want to congratulate him for such a great tenure with the Warriors. He was a great player, excellent defender, and what a comeback story of a guy who, if you haven't heard, he basically broke his leg, or both of his legs, if I remember the story right. He went through all that rehab and recovery, got bounced around to several teams in the NBA, and now he's a three-time world champion. So, you know, great story. Hey, you better write a book, man. It'll be a New York bestseller, I'll tell you that. But hey, y'all, that's my list today. I wasn't going to be too long with you guys. Just let me know what y'all think. Hit me up on Facebook under Ryan Elder, or I'm at Blessed1X by God on Instagram. Again, this is Ryan Elder. I'm talking about off-season picks for the 2018-2019 season. And actually, yeah, we're going into the new season, so it'll be the 2019-2020 season. But yeah, we definitely have to look into some situations like that. Because, hey, as you guys may or may not heard already, LeBron James and the Lakers, they now have Anthony Davis. So that's going to give us more reason to have that firepower off the bench to help our core. So guess what, guys? We can do it. I believe in my team. We can make it, man. Like one thing Steph Curry has on his shoes, I can do all things. Yeah, we really can do all things through Christ that strengthens us. Check this out. Let me just add this. You guys might not have known this, but I read a little article about Steph Curry. Just as a little bonus for you guys. He basically signed an agreement with Nike. He was with Nike up to like 2013. And what happened was, when he went in for his next meeting with Nike, they totally dropped the ball. The guy came in and presented you know, his spiel to him and his father. The man, first of all, says Steph Curry's name wrong. He called him Stephon. And then on top of that, they used some slides that had Kevin Durant's name on it. So they were thinking about Kevin Durant back then in 2013, and they used the wrong name. Now, how embarrassing is that? That's just crazy. They just totally, you know, devalued him, made him feel like he was a second-class citizen. Now, remember, this is back in 2013. This is when, you know, Steph Curry wasn't so much as hot as he is now. But the point is, he was up and coming and on the rise. And so what happened was, Nike just dropped the ball, like I said, and they just, you know, didn't treat him the way they would treat a tier one player like LeBron, or, you know, Kevin Durant, somebody like that. So what happened, what ended up happening, was he declined the offer. They only offered him, like, I believe it was $4 million. Actually, it was $2 million, $2.5 million, something like that. And then he got another offer from Under Armour. Now, Under Armour offered him $4 million. He took that deal, which at the time I know doesn't seem a lot. But guess what? He won that championship back in 2015. The next year, the shoes sales and everything just doubled for Under Armour. I mean, they just doubled their money. Of course, they paid Steph Curry very well for that. You know, basically, and not only did they do that, they gave him part stock ownership of the company. So what, you know, what shoe company does that? Adidas, Nike? No, they're not even thinking about you like that. So, you know, they believed in him, that he even has the words, "I can do all things," if you've ever seen the shoes on his shoe. I'm telling you, man, it's a great testament of a person that, you know, is a Christian that loves God like myself. But I love to hear success stories like that. When they count you out, man, I'm telling you, God just makes them look stupid for doing you like that. That's so funny. But it's a great story. I just thought I'd share that with you guys because that's just wonderful. I just love to see people succeed, especially people who are good people like Steph Curry, man. People who are out here doing positive things, great father, great role model. He's got a great foundation. You know, he's doing great things, man, outside, you know, the court. So it's just great to hear that. Just thought I'd throw that in for bonus for you guys. But check this out. Y'all come see me again. I'm definitely going to try to do one of these podcasts every week. Just guys, keep you guys informed on what's going on in the NBA and things of that nature. So I'm definitely a Warriors fan if you haven't figured that out already. But I'm telling you, there's greater days ahead for my Warriors. I'm going to, y'all pray with me now that, you know, speedy recovery for Clay, for Durant, you know, and that we get some of these good players, you know, so that we can, you know, continue on winning. So, hey guys, it's been real. Thank you so much for listening, and hope to hear from you guys soon, all right? Hit me up again at Blessed1XByGod on Instagram or at Ryan Elder on Facebook. All right. You guys have a great day. God bless. I'll talk to you later. Bye-bye.